Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and steal back Obama.
Roland Martin, weekday mornings at 9, 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. From the set of MSNBC this morning, where he was on The Morning Joe, and I got some text messages. Roland said you went in hard this morning.
Well, you know, if you're going to do something, you might as well bring the funk. So that's because, look, if you don't get invited back, you can always say, I handled my business while I was there. So enjoyed it. good time talking with him, talking about the Eric Garner case and the various protests. And we're going to actually talk about part of that, and that is, of course, Attorney General Eric Holder announced that the Department of Justice, they are now launching their investigation into the cop who murdered Eric Garner. But many folks don't even really understand how that works in the inner workings. So I reached out to my homeboy, Paul Butler. He is a former federal prosecutor. He's also a professor at the Georgetown University Law School. Paul, first of all, thanks a bunch, man. Let's get right to it. How – a lot of people just think, you know, you can do a federal case. But the federal government can only bring up civil rights charges – against this cop who killed Eric Garner, not a criminal prosecution. That's a very difficult standard they have to meet, correct?
Hey, you're right, Roland. So first, can we just take a moment to reflect that this is 2014, and we're actually talking about the need for the federal government to come to the rescue because the states won't protect African Americans. I mean, it sounds like Mississippi in 1950. I just find that a little scary. But you're right. From that earlier period in our history when black people didn't get equal protection of law, we developed this set of legal tools to respond. And they did work to balance the scales of justice. So it's a federal crime for a police officer to deprive someone of their civil rights. So you have to, it's a higher standard than just a regular homicide case, but it can be proven. It's been done. It's even been brought in chokehold cases in New York against cops. There have been successful federal prosecutions.
But no, so one of the things interesting, I was watching the news conference yesterday with the various civil rights leaders in New York, Reverend Al Sharpton and the others, and one of the things that they said was they want the federal government to take over these state prosecutions. But the reality is they can't do that. The federal government, just correct me if I'm wrong, Paul, the federal government can't step in and tell a state prosecutor, we're going to take over your case, because a state criminal case is different from a federal civil rights case.
That's absolutely right, Roland. So, you know, there's this kind of colloquial expression, that's not a federal case, which means, normally it means that's not a big deal. Well, in fact, almost all criminal cases come from states, 90%. The federal jurisdiction is actually limited. So things like robbery, murder, any homicide crime, rape, those are not federal crimes. The federal government has no jurisdiction over that. So even if they go after Officer Pantaleo for what he did to Eric Garner, or go after Officer Wilson for what he did to Michael Brown, it's not going to be homicide. It's got to be some kind of civil rights prosecution.
And what's the maximum penalty for that?
Well, it depends on, you know, his background and everything, but these are serious felonies. So, you know, we're looking at substantial time. I think in the case in New York.
Give me a number.
The guy got 6 years. A maximum
of 6?
Yeah, well, I think the guy in the chokehold case in New York, the earlier cop who was prosecuted federally, he ended up doing about 6 years, but I think his actual sentence was longer.
It's
big time. You know, these are substantial remedies. So I agree with you, Roland. I'm not sure that we really need new laws or new procedures. I think we just need to enforce the laws that we have on the books right now.
But speaking of new laws, and this is one of the things that I've been pushing as well, Paul, and that is I get demanding the federal government to step in. But most of the changes, and we talk about the protesters, we need to be encouraging people that they have to be pushing for on the state level to change the law to appoint special prosecutors in the cases where a cop is involved in a fatal shooting, because we can't trust these DAs. That's a state law that has to change, correct?
Yeah, so the idea here is that, look, prosecutors work with cops every day. And I know this because I'm a former prosecutor. And it happened to me. Roland, I actually went in, you know, I had a young black brother from Chicago. I had all these bad experiences with cops. So So I became a prosecutor because I wanted to change the system from inside, go in as kind of an undercover brother. What happened was the system changed me. When you start working with cops every day, you develop this respect, this life rhythm, and that's all good, except when it prevents you from treating them like any other citizen when they're suspected of a crime. It's just very hard to do with people you work with every day. So the idea is when cops are being investigated for crimes, we need an independent prosecutor, someone who's not working with those same cops every day.
Yeah, I agree
Paul
with that.
Paul Butler, Georgetown University Law School, thanks a bunch. And again, I want to encourage people, the change happens where you are. And everything is not based on Washington, D.C. Let's change these cities, counties, and states. Thanks a lot.
Roland Martin's commentary brought to you by TV One.